This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Well, good morning. Is this where I work? Is this, am I where I'm supposed to be today?
I hope so.
Melissa Robertson told me she didn't miss me, so. Hi, everybody. I'm back. Hey, Melissa.
And we're glad you're back.
I'm back. She said, well, I listened every day and didn't notice you were gone.
Well, you record a lot of your things, so, you know, I probably heard your voice, but didn't realize if it was live or recording, so. I'm just glad you didn't call me to come help do your working vacation.
Yes. Yeah, well, I had another offer and she didn't show up either. And I know you know who I'm talking about. So
I'm not saying a
nobody
word.
Likes to paint, I guess. So anyway, yeah, good to be back. Not. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And I guess we have a couple of road closures this morning. So we will let Melissa Miller talk about those first.
Okay, we have East Clinton Street from Young to Williams will be closed today. That's via Central Dispatch. Not sure why the closure, but just stay out of the area. And then also, County Highway will have County Road 0 east-west closed between County Road 300 North and 450 North all day, so please avoid that area. And I'm sure they're doing maybe some little chip and, you know, all that great stuff that we just
season.
Love. It is the season out there, so, yep. Just stay out of the area. Let everybody get their jobs done. It's going to be hot today and even hotter the rest of the week. So let's let them get their jobs done on the coolest day this week.
On a good note, they said it might not be quite as humid as the last time it was this hot.
Yeah.
And that's just me trying to be very optimistic about the weather. Right, exactly, yes.
We average, according to the National Weather Service, we average around 21 days of 90-degree weather, and we've only had 17. So Mother Nature's just evening the score.
Boy, she's really been on one this year, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Have you noticed the mosquitoes?
Oh, my gosh.
They're huge.
This weekend, I noticed.
They're awful.
And they are almost, honest to God, they are almost as big as the ones in Minnesota. And I mean, granted, the ones in Minnesota are the state bird, but you know, they are huge.
They're huge.
They're
awful. So, I mean, with all the water, I get it.
Yeah. They're merciless too, man.
They
get you once, they're going to get you four or five times in the same area.
Oh, yeah. I tried to mow a little bit yesterday when we got home, and holy cow. Neep. Mm-hmm. You're just swatting and you don't even know where to swat.
Yeah, no, that's the first time Larry came in and sprayed off before he went out to mow.
That's me too. Yeah. Yesterday was the first I put it on all summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you couldn't even walk outside. No. It was just terrible.
And you have trees all around your house, so yes. I know that it's really crazy there. Yeah. Anyway, well, we digress. Those lovely voices you hear on the other side of the table are from Wesley Manor. We have Melissa Robertson and Octavia Trent with us this morning. Ladies, how's everything over at the Manor?
I think it's going well, Cindy. A lot of new and exciting things. We're giving some sneak peeks into the renovations in the village, so that's on Facebook, and stay tuned for more of that.
Well, what is going on? Tell us a little, dive into that a little bit. Yeah. Don't just give us a teaser. Come on.
So in the beginning of the season, we went ahead and took 6 houses to the studs, basically.
Wow.
We're redoing everything, so new flooring, new paint. The kitchens are now open concept, not galley kitchens. And the bathrooms have been fully renovated with walk-in, you know, tile showers and tile flooring in the bathrooms. Just a lot of changes that needed to be done, you know, modernizing, updating, and just giving the homes the love they need and deserve. It's I mean, we've been around since 1960 in the village homes. We have 78 out there, and they all popped up at different times, so you know, a lot of different renovations and things needed. So we're really excited.
What is it? What are the requirements to be in the village? I mean, obviously children. It's not really for families. So talk a little bit about the requirements to be in the village.
Yeah. So, well, for our whole community, you have to be 55 or older. And the village is independent living only, so there's no nursing care in the village. You have your unit, your home, and you can put your furniture in, do your thing, decorate, make it yours. But it's fully independent, so there's no nursing. I mean, there is always the option of home health out there as well, but, then we have our residential, which is, independent living or assisted living apartments. And then, our health center, our memory care, rehab, skilled care, all of those good things as well. But in the village, it's just independent. So there's not really...
So just 55 and over.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically the top...
Requirement.
Yes, sure. Sorry. Couldn't think of the word. Monday morning.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right. Come back from vacation and try and start a Monday. It reminds you that you were on vacation the week before, so...
Yeah. As director of life enrichment, you know, one of the benefits of being at Wesley Manor with the village is they get to partake in all of the amenities and all of the programming that we have there. So a lot of our villagers enjoy bowling. We have a bowling alley. A lot of them come over for our therapy pool classes that we offer Monday through Friday. Our rec room, we just got a new tabletop shuffleboard, which is pretty cool. And, you know, we have pool table, ping pong table. So a lot of them come over, walk, and just take advantage of those opportunities. We have social groups that meet, men's coffee, women's coffee. A lot of them are just, you know, they're looking for that last stage in life that's still purposeful and meaningful and enjoyable.
I just realized you're like the party coordinator, really, aren't you? Yes.
And I'm also over 55. I just fit right in.
That's a win-win, isn't it?
I've always wanted to ask this, and this is the perfect segue for that. So how much did teaching elementary school help you in this job?
You know, it was probably more high school when I was an administrator in high school.
Sure.
As I tell people, I can help the residents at Wesley Manor with their iPhone issues, whereas in high school, the kids were teaching me about, you know, how to use my phone. Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah. Well, you do plan a lot of activities, and that is one of the things that there is always something happening there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's painting, you have the wood shop. I mean, the list, there's a bank downstairs. I mean, there's always something.
Beauty salon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
What do you have coming up on your end as far as the party?
Well, you know, we did our summer concert series this year. And so we have our last outdoor concert. It's Jazz Torino. It's on September 11th at 2 p.m. We hope to be outdoors. The last two or three, it's been either too hot or too rainy, but we hope to be outdoors. So if you like jazz, it's a 5-to-6-piece band from Indianapolis area. Several of them retired teachers, by the way.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And they'll perform. They've been to Wesley Manor once before. And we had to have them inside, and They almost shook the walls when they were performing. So, yeah. So
it was still a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That way everybody could hear them.
Yeah, that's right. No. So the, yeah, public's welcome to come out if you like jazz. That's Friday, September 11th at 2 o'clock.
That's just a week from Friday.
I know. Yeah, September. Can't believe it.
So now that the concert series is coming to the last one for the season, is this something you think you will continue for next year?
Oh, yes, because we, I mean, every month of the year we have a musical performer that comes.
Okay.
Because we have happy hour every month, once a month, and we always have a musical entertainment for that. We have one over on our health center side, and then we also have a performer in our assisted living and independent living side.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I loved that. And I wanted to comment, too, as I pulled in Saturday when I was there. The grounds look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know it's part of it's because the grass is still green in August and we're all right. Still mowing twice a week again like we do in spring. But it just looked so lovely in there when I pulled. I thought, oh, that's everything just looks so nice. So kudos to the folks who were doing keeping everything looking nice because it looks lovely.
Thank you, Cindy. We've really been focusing on our grounds this season too, so that means a lot. We our campus has always been obviously beautiful. We sit on 83 acres, but really this year we have gone through from one end to the other and just kind of redone a lot of our flower beds. We've planted a lot of new things. We've redone a lot of the trees. We took a lot of the trees down, planted new ones. So it's been a big project.
If you live out in the village area, can you plant your own flowers out there and do all of that?
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
That really is like your own deal.
So our standard landscaping around each home is basically mulch or rocks or like river rock, and then maybe a couple bushes. But residents are more than welcome to do their own planting and have their own plants, even planters or anything they would like around the house.
All right. Well, I know the village is always hopping out there, and there are a lot of fun things happening out there as well.
Yeah, we also have another block party coming up. Stay tuned for that information. We're working on getting that planned. So.
All right, and I know
you guys just got done having that huge garage sale out there, and the weather was fantastic.
It was perfect, and lots of traffic this year. Some of our residents even, I think, closed up their garages at noon. They said, I've sold all my stuff. I'm done.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And this year, we actually took some of the residents around on golf carts so that they could visit each of the different garage sales.
Oh, that's nice.
It was great. I got to drive the golf cart, so it was fun.
I know you've had a lot of practice at that.
I know. It was a lot of fun.
There
we also
so
have
many
our,
ways
our...
I could go with that.
We have our memory care support group, which is coming up in September 22nd. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you are someone in the community that is serving as a caregiver for someone with dementia, we would strongly encourage you to come and be a part of our support group. Angie Pitzer is the lead on that. She's the charge nurse on the floor of our memory care units. And it's nice for families to find a connection with others and experience and talk about kind of some of the things that they're encountering. So
Just based on somebody who went through that with both parents, I mean, they're both gone now, but two of my brothers don't live here, but my brother and I that do, we were the ones who on a daily basis, and it was nice when we were able to talk to other families that were going through the same thing, and they give you ideas of how to maybe help with their memories and help them sustain that longer, and also give you ideas of what to expect down the road.
Yep, and I think the education piece, Angie does a really nice job of educating people about the different types of dementia and how that impacts each individual differently. But it's a good program. So contact the Manor if you're interested in being a part of that.
Yeah, and that's open to folks outside as well, correct?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Helps you understand the diagnosis, too. Like you said, the several different stages, but the different types.
Yep.
And my parents had two different types, so we had to do a balancing act with that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that just irritates the bejeebers out of me is people who scam, especially seniors. I just have no tolerance at all for that. So I see that you're doing some scam prevention workshops. Can you talk about that? And then we need to dive into that just a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely a big topic, Cindy. And it's really important because it's happening daily now. And we do have AI now, so it looks real. I mean, everything looks real. So what we did was we continue to be a resource for our community. So we set up a Spot the Scam Prevention Lunch and Learn kind of workshop. And that will be September 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. At Wesley Manor in our event center. We will have a, her name is Teep from Smarter Solutions. They're a tech company, and she will be coming in to actually present and talk and educate folks on what that looks like, what scams look like, and how to avoid them, what to click on, what not to click on, all those kind of good things. So,
and the other thing is, once you click on it, what do you do? You know, if you accidentally click on it, what do you do?
Yeah, that's...
But it's really hard to tell with AI some of the scams now. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, you can use ChatGPT for anything.
You really can.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And because a lot of the computer things are done, a lot of it's out of state, a lot of it's out of country.
Yep.
There's very little chance you'll get anything back, any restitution, and there's very little chance that the person on the other end will have to pay any restitution for that. And so the sad part is that folks who have earned and saved all their lives have now lost a portion of that savings in their income.
And we've had, you'd be surprised. Some of the scams are really emotionally driven, where they'll call and say, so-and-so is whatever, and we need this amount of money to get them out, or whatever that may be.
Oh, they were calling my mom grandma. Now, grandma, you do this and you do that. And, you know, I mean, they really...
They know how to work you.
With AI, if they can get a hold of a soundbite, they can create the whole conversation.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm.
But this event is open to the public. We will kind of do like a lunch and learn with the guest speaker, and then we can do like tours of Wesley and see some of the units, some of the amenities too, if you would like to. And if you would like to RSVP to that event, you can call me, Octavia, at 765-656-2105. We look forward to seeing everybody there.
So along that same line, as part of our Strong Her program, which is our programming that focuses on women, we are providing also a scam prevention educational workshop. Teep is going to kind of address the computer end of it, the technology end of it. And then we have a speaker coming from the Farmers Bank who will then kind of address the financial piece and what they do on their end to kind of help prevent some of those scams and frauds from progressing to the next step.
I'm glad to hear that. And again, our guests this morning are Melissa Robertson and Octavia Trent from Wesley Manor. And we're talking about scam prevention workshops, some that they're hosting. Are both of those open to the public as well?
Yes. The one that we're having for the Strong Her program with a rep from the Farmers Bank is on September 21st at 2:00 in our event center. And yes, both open to the public.
Okay. We'll continue to help remind folks about that as well, because I was so shocked of all people that my mother got scammed. She worked at a bank for years. Mm-hmm. First Bank Midwest. She worked at the Farmers Bank when it was still the Farmers Bank. But,
oh yeah, I still call it the Farmers Bank.
I was so shocked that she got taken by that, you know. But again, I get it. You know, my dad had passed, but by that time she was alone. She was having trouble with her computer, and somebody called and said, "Oh, we're going to help you with your computer." And she's like, "Oh, thank you!" And of course, gave them all the information they needed. Access to her computer, and once they have access to your computer,
all your accounts,
access to all of her accounts. I won't tell you the amount of money she got taken for, but it was a lot. Mm-hmm. And had the rest of my family not been on spring break and gone down, and one day she was out and they saw her mouse moving on her computer, nobody would have known. And so it was just by grace of God that it happened during spring break time, and somebody was down in Florida where she was and saw what was happening and immediately shut her computer down. Well, then he went from calling her grandma, "Grandma, you're so sweet," to not nice things.
Yeah.
And he had her cell phone number, so he was texting her and threatening her. Well, then she'd get scared and try and give in. Well, no, you know, so it snowballed. And so it is, I was just shocked how quickly it happened. Mm-hmm. And so once we got law involved, basically they're like,
they could
track them to California, and that's about all they could do. And that's all they could tell us. And then
I think another part of the confusion too is there are so many different safeguards out there, but which ones do you trust?
That's another
great question.
Which ones are
the best? You know, which of those safeguard programs are the ones that are going to give you the best protection? And if something does happen, which ones are going to help you with the restitution part of it? Because some of them, they say they'll secure you up to so many, $1 million or whatever. But it's like, are you sure? You know, do you trust that?
That's the question,
exactly.
Right?
Then are they legitimate? The safeguard companies that aren't legitimate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I think those are great that you're doing all of that. Wonderful. Yeah. So, okay. I know we have some other things here. What else do we have?
So, something that's very exciting, we've been working on updating a lot of things, as everyone knows, but we have a new commercial that will be airing soon, and we're super excited for that. That's something that we worked really hard on. Our residents, it was a full day of production and filming, and it was tiring, but they were more than happy, and it's turned out amazing.
These are awesome.
Yeah, so
I love it.
We will be doing like a preview this Friday. I believe that's September 4th. From I think 3 p.m. is when we'll be doing it in the event center. If anyone would like to see that, you're more than welcome to give me a call and RSVP. We are super excited for everyone to see it, and it should be live here soon.
Oh, this is awesome. Well, I think now that I've seen the little teaser here, everybody does need to see it, and I can hold it up, but I don't know that they would be able to see it over here, but by all means.
Oh, I can already tell.
I know.
by the people that are in it.
I will say, it's not a commercial that you would think would come from a senior living community. It shows Wesley Manor and who we really are, and that was our goal, and so we're super excited.
Yeah, this is really neat. How fun. Okay, well, we can't wait to see that and hear more about that as well. So what do we have coming up as we progress? You know, we're kind of getting, I hate to say it, we're getting closer to being into fall.
Okay. I thought you were going to say the holidays.
Okay. Well, we're getting there. So, you know, after fall comes the holidays. So what do we have coming up here in the next short term? And then what are we looking at longer term?
Did I miss the conversation on the flyer that's sitting in front of you?
No. Melissa sees the margaritas there.
No kidding. Her eyes go right to the margaritas.
I'm surprised Cindy didn't just already pick it up and fold it up and put it in her pocket.
And
but anyway.
I like a sugar rim, not a salt rim,
okay,
Melissa.
All right, that's right. We are having a Medicaid and margaritas evening. So if you would like to learn more about the Medicaid process, please come and call the Manor, get a hold of us. That's going to be on Tuesday, September the 15th at 6 p.m. in our event center. Again, lots of things happening, lots of things going on. Octavia does a great job of posting a lot of our things to our website and to our social media, our Facebook page. So check those out at Wesley Manor for more information about some of those events. But talks about who qualifies for Medicaid, how do I apply, when do I apply, what does that process look like. So if you need some more information on that, come and have a margarita and learn more about it.
I would learn more about it because certain places and hospitals and all of these places sometimes only take certain programs.
Correct.
So you need to know your programs and know what you need for certain things you're doing. So if you haven't done it yet, I think this is really good for people that maybe aren't even quite to that point yet, because the research that needs to go into that, it is a little bit time consuming. And I know there are folks to help, so you might as well take advantage of this, especially since there's margaritas involved as well.
Yeah.
I may not remember the information after you've given it to me.
We're here to help, and we provide margaritas.
That's right. It's a win-win.
We'll send you home with some written information so you can read it the next morning.
The margaritas to take the sting off, because I hate dealing with all of that.
So. There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. Okay, so that's coming up Tuesday, September 15th.
Yep. And then, of course, we are excited about the senior fair that Woo-hoo! WILO is sponsoring. And we, at Wesley Manor, we provide shuttle service for our residents. So they'll be able to shuttle out to the event and shuttle back and enjoy that senior fair. So they look forward to that every year. So thank you for the work that you guys do.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We will also have a booth there. So that's super exciting as well. So come stop by and see us.
Okay.
Yeah.
A booth at the senior fair, yes. You guys have always been great partners.
If you've not visited, yes, our health center on the mezzanine, we have put up a new display within the last year on our centenarians. We had mm-hmm. five at our initial opening of that. One of those has since passed, but we are preparing this fall to add five new centenarians wow. to the wall, some that have just turned 100 and some that have moved into our community and are now Wesley Manor residents. One is 104.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're doing something right, I'm telling you. So
it's all that Wesley Manor living, isn't it?
I guess
it?
So, yeah. It's the margaritas, maybe. I don't know. looking down the road to the future, we do have our events coming up in October, our Trunk or Treat event. So, again, if anyone would like to sponsor a trunk, get a hold of me at Wesley Manor. And we also in November do a craft bazaar for our residents so that they have an opportunity to kind of come and do some shopping if they would like to. So I'm always looking for craft sponsors and people that would like to come in and bring their goods, homemade goods. The pies, cakes, and cookies usually go over very, very well, but we also like to have crafts for that. And then our big event to close out the year, of course, is our Tour of Trees, which will be December 15th. That'll be the evening for the open event, open to the community, from 5:30 to 7:30. But any organization that would like to decorate a tree and sponsor a tree, again, you can contact me. My number is 656-2139.
Well, count us in for the trunk
yeah,
or treat.
Oh, we're working on it.
Okay. And the Tour of Trees again. That is such, both things are such nice events.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing all the kids out there. And, I brought Mom down last time and she loved
She had a blast.
She had a ball, yes.
I have this one resident who we interview our residents annually just to see kind of how they're progressing. We do quarterly check-ins as well, but I have this one resident, he does not come to any events, but he told me the one thing that I want to do is pass out candy to those kids at Halloween time. So
I don't blame him. It was a blast.
Yeah. His daughters come and they bring all the candy and he hands out that candy and he just loves it. So,
what are some of the things as, I'm going to say, employees of Wesley Manor, what are some of the things that you think sets Wesley Manor apart? Because I think of all, it's nice to have a bank downstairs. It's nice that there's a place where they can do a little shopping downstairs and they can get their hair done and of all the things that you do with activities. So I see all of those things. But from an inside view, what are some of the things that you think set Wesley Manor apart?
Well, I feel like there's a lot of things that set us apart. One of the biggest things is it's more than like a community. It's a family. It's like our whole community, and whether things are going great or in times of need, whatever it may be, we come together, and I think that that's super important. It's also just, like you said, the amenities that we offer, they really do set us apart. I tell folks all the time, I don't know when Wesley Manor was brought up in 1960, who decided to put a bowling alley in at some point.
And a swimming pool.
And a swimming
all of that.
Pool.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing all of the things we have. And we keep adding. Like, we just added a dog park. Just so many cool things that set us apart. And just the community and the energy that's there, it's amazing.
I will say, one of the things I like as having someone there is the communication. You know, Mom kind of hurt her leg the other day, and I've had multiple phone calls, and, you know, we just wanted to let you know that this happened. You know, the communication there, I think, is on point, and I think folks that have others there probably appreciate that. And I'm with you. I like the fact that when I can take mom down the hall and it may not be her hall, everybody still knows her name. Well, hello, yeah. Odell. You know, yeah. They all know who she is. It's very welcoming and so forth. So we appreciate that. Anything else you need to add for our list today or need to get us up to snuff on before we let you off the hook?
Nope. I was just going to add to your comment. You know, statistics are showing that, like, by 2035, the number of adults in the country 55 and older is going to outnumber the number of people ages, under 18, yeah. For the first time in history.
Wow.
So people are living longer. Mm-hmm. They're needing, you know, care, and they need a place where it's focused on senior living. And, you know, I just think Clinton County is very, very fortunate to have a place like Wesley Manor for our seniors.
So. Yeah, I agree with you. And you guys do a great job over there. Yes. Questions, all you have to do is call one of these ladies, Octavia, kind of on the end if you want to see or tour. Folks can do that, right? They can give you a call and they can do a tour anytime as well?
Yeah, I know we do a lot of events, a lot of things going on, but if you ever want like a private sit down, let's talk about Wesley Manor one-on-one, what do you offer, you're more than welcome to reach out to me and I can get you in contact with the sales director and they'll take great care of you.
Yes, and it's not just for the people moving in, but maybe for the family members of those folks as well.
Yeah, you know, it's really important. The adult children is we see a lot of calls, and that's great because a lot of the times it's very overwhelming, and they need help to make decisions or even get the information and decipher because it is a lot, and it's really important. So. Anyone is more than welcome to reach out and take a tour and get that information, even if it's for a loved one.
I agree with you because there's that, oh gosh, I feel guilty. Oh my gosh, I'm putting my parent in a home or whatever. However, once you go there and see, you're like, man, this is a great idea for me.
I think we also have that, you know, people get us mixed up with the term nursing home, and that's not what we are really. It's a community. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, definitely have options for sure.
Yeah.
Melissa Robertson, Octavia Trent from Wesley Manor, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you next month, and I know you're going to leave us some goodies to have so that we can help promote some of those things as well. And we'll keep you updated as well. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.